this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 25th, 2006. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And our goal this day and every day is to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Today's message is titled, Fellow Workers. And the brief scripture passage which Brooksine will read is from Romans 16, verse 9.
Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ.
I shared in a note yesterday that my family is traveling up to New England today. In fact, we'll be leaving hopefully within an hour, hour and a half of the time I'm finished with this podcast. This Sunday, we will share our interest internet chaplaincy ministry at Liberty Christian Center in Taunton, Massachusetts, where I served as pastor from mid-1993 through 2000. We're looking forward to seeing our many friends from that congregation. This Tuesday, Esther, our daughter, will have her pacemaker replaced at Boston Children's Hospital. We're blessed with many family and friends who have called, written, emailed, and stopped by expressing interest and assuring us of their prayers.
Early last night, two of Esther's youth leaders stopped by to visit and pray for her. Stan and Deb are very dedicated to the youth of our church and carry a burden for their souls. They've been leading the youth group since we moved to this area over 5.5 years ago, and that's quite an achievement. They own and operate a large chicken house, raising some 24,000 high-quality organic broilers at a time.
They, like the vast majority of us who are seeking to advance the kingdom of Christ, serve in relative obscurity. Only a few reading this have ever heard of Stan and Deb, but you all know people like them. These are the people who have made an impact, and I should say are making an impact for Christ, in the sphere of influence that God has placed them in. And this is extremely significant. I earnestly believe the vast amount of God's work is done at this level, and the incremental, accumulative impact of people like Stan and Deb all over the world accounts for most of the church's ministries.
In yesterday's message, we referred to the 35 proper names in the 16th chapter of Romans. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this book, is quite famous, and even a young Christian will quickly learn of his role in the growth of the early church. He surely was a man who had many friends and ministry associates.
One of them was a man by the name of Urbanus, who is mentioned only once in the entire scriptures here in Romans. He sure wasn't one of the major players like Paul and other famous Bible characters. Most listeners today, even those who faithfully read the Bible, probably never considered his role at all. But Paul calls him a fellow worker, which is the sum total of biographical data we have on him.
But that says a lot, although no indication at all is provided as to what he did. Perhaps like Stan, he worked with the youth group in Rome. That was probably quite challenging, just like it is today. Perhaps he did nursery duty, along with his wife. And this would have been before they used disposable diapers. Perhaps he cleaned up after they had the meetings, since someone has to do that.
On Saturday, the youth group from our former church will be involved in street ministry in downtown Taunton, Massachusetts. Gwen and Yvette lead this group of young people. She's got quite a story, and there is a link to her testimony at the bottom of today's devotional on the website. Well, most of you haven't heard of them either, but they're on the very same team as Stan and Deb, although they haven't met as their assignments are about 500 miles apart. I am so thankful today for the scores of fellow workers like Urbanus, Stan, Deb, Wayne, and Yvette who are serving in the work of the Lord. Are you joining them?
Let's pray together. Jesus, how grateful we are for those who roll up their sleeves and get involved in kingdom work. They carry the burdens of those who are weighed down. They pray people through to salvation. They visit the sick and imprisoned. They give generously of their resources. They take a stand for righteousness' sake. They endure trial after trial. These fellow workers make the journey a little sweeter and a lot more enjoyable as we travel through to the other side. We give thanks for our fellow believers who come alongside us, and we give thanks for those whose kinship we feel through the daily encouragement. Bless our fellow workers in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's great to be able to share with you by means of the podcast today. We are grateful for so many people we met only through the Daily Encouragement Ministry. And I'm going to have my wife right now just share a little bit about our daughter's procedure. Esther is our daughter. Those of you that listen regularly know that. But 17 years old, was born with heart disease and has had a number of heart operations. Brooksie, just share a little bit about this for any that might be interested.
Well, for those who've inquired about Esther and expressed that they'll be praying this next week, I thought it would be helpful to give you something specifically to pray about. And this is regarding the challenge the surgeon will have on Tuesday in locating the sweet spot due to excessive scar tissue from Esther's 5 heart operations. The challenge to find the essential sweet spot, as they refer to it, that connects the pacemaker to the heart can be rather difficult. The only way the pacemaker will function properly is when this exact spot is found. Now, that's a very simple explanation since I don't have medical training, but perhaps this will give you a specific thing to bring before the Lord. And I have no doubt that the surgeon would appreciate your prayers in this matter as well. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, again, it's a joy to share with you today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, you'll find a number of photos of the people I spoke of, as well as a link to Yvette's testimony. Wayne and Yvette are the couple I spoke of up in Taunton, and we ministered to her through much of the late 90s, and she stayed faithful to the Lord, and she has just a remarkable testimony of God's redeeming love. Well, have a blessed day today. We do expect these podcasts, this entire ministry, to be a bit disrupted next week. I hope to get something out Monday, but after that, it may be a couple days due to the busyness with the hospital and so forth. Have a blessed day. Stay faithful, fellow worker.